Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Talking Schmidt. This is Schmitty, and this week we have episode 199 with Mike York, and we're doing things a little different. We've never done this before, but Mike had a lot to say, and he was gracious enough to give me a lot of his time. I think we talked for over 3 hours. So what I'm doing for the first time ever in Talking Schmidt history is we're cutting this one in two. So today's part one of a two-part series. Then I'll be dropping part two later this week. And when I drop that, I'll put it all together as one edit on the YouTube with a few bells and whistles like I like to do. So hope that works for y'all. If you want to leave comments, please do. Wondering if you like it or hate it. 2 in 1 week seems beneficial to everybody. A little shorter. I think there'll be 1 hour chunks instead of the whole thing. But yeah, to each their own. Some like one long one, some like shorter ones, I think. So hit me up, let me know. I got merch left on the website. It's all super cheap right now because I'm just at odds and ends trying to clear my inventory. Please help out. I don't ask for much, but there's mostly XL shirts, and I'd love it if you bought one. Anyhow, that's all I got after these messages from our good homies that advertise on the program, Blood Wizard and Blue Plate. You'll be hearing part one of the Mike York interview. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're all well. Peace.
Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard. Blood Wizard! Shop.bloodwizard.com.
Tickety-tack.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
This is Mike York, and you're listening to Talking Schmidt with me and Mr. Schmidt, man. Bang.
Hey.
Talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool. Like, tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever going to do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Oh, big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
John? Schmidt?
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for
Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
Boom, boom. Liquid death all up in your face. Hey, listen, I woke up this morning, got my coffee at 6. I watched the Aaron Mesa masterpiece, Penal Code. I went straight to Vita's De Paco, then to Mouse. I missed the fit video. I went into the chocolate tour. I came out of Low Cash. And then, I ended it with that. And fuck, dude, that's a lot of epic shit right there and a sick portfolio for my next guest, Mr. Mike York.
And you just get to the good part. Skateboarding. Hey, man, it's skateboarding. I love that, man. My favorite thing in the world, like, you know, and just everything that is brought, you know what I mean? Not like stuff, but just like to be a person, you know, what I mean? Like learning how to just like, you know, cope, like think about the things that we go through skateboarding. Like it's mental, you know, the older you get, it's more mental than absolutely physical, you know, like, you know how to do the trick, but you know, like, I don't know if my body can take slamming once or twice, you know, like. Sometimes people are telling me, man, York, you still got it. You can front crook that rail. And I'm like, I probably could, but I don't know if I could take the 2 minutes of feeling it out. Like, right. I don't know if I can just ollie, put my truck on, jump to the bottom and be like, woohoo, let's do it. Yeah. Like, I'm done. I'll be done. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy how like that, the mental of it, you know what I mean? It's like, almost like you're going back to being a little kid again, like, nervous, like I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to ride down this hill and hope for the best. It's like the same thing, you know. It's always been like that, dude. It's always been like that.
Well, is it more challenging to learn a new trick or to have fun not lifting any wheels?
The challenge is the trick, of course. The challenge is going to be pushing yourself to do a trick, a new trick too. You know, slash fun. Like I like, you know, it's funny because everything goes in like cycles. So like all the curb stuff, you know, dudes hanging up like a, hold on, that's my birds right now. Hold on. Do you hear them? Okay, sorry about that. I own some hawks out here, you know, wild hawks. They're my kids.
Where are you at?
You heard those guys, right?
Yeah.
I'm outside. I'm in Valencia. I live in Santa Clarita in Valencia.
Oh, by Magic Mountain.
By Magic Mountain, yes.
Okay. So
I'm out here. I've been out here. Hey, man.
That's cool. You can barely. Let's talk about the early days, though. Where were you born and raised?
Born in New York, and then my mom and dad moved to California, sunny, beachy Oakland. You know, they're from New York, so they think California, the whole California is like, you know, the beach in Santa Monica or something.
The bay was a beach.
So, yeah, so they moved, we can move there for so cheap. And it's like, yeah, so I lived in like, you know, in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s in Oakland in the Bay Area, you know what I mean? All around. And, you know, by the time I was able to like, you know, move on my own, I lived in like a nice neighborhood. But the whole time when I was like little, I lived in like the worst rugged like spots, man. It was crazy. Like get up out of there, public transportation spots. You know what I mean? Like hurry up, bus, like get me out of here, sit and duck.
All right. Where were you at when you like kind of got into skateboarding? Were you in Albany or not yet?
Yeah, El Cerrito, Albany, Berkeley, the whole East Bay, like right there. I was at school, probably the end of sixth grade. I went to Fairmont, which was in El Cerrito. And it had one of those walls back in the day. I don't know if they still have. Yeah, schools have it. You know, just the wall in the middle of the playground with like you kick the ball against it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a big wood ball or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a kickball.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a kickball. It's like you can practice tennis against it by yourself.
Yeah. Like a little kid handball court type thing. So it was one of those at the school, and I'm just chilling after school, nothing to do. I'm kind of riding bikes. So I'm familiar with looking at bike magazines that have a little skateboard, like a bunch of boards in a row, and I could like see the Roscoe face and like a Lucero with like, you know, with the eyes through the thing and
yeah,
graphics, and they always look cool and stuff. And I'm checking out, I'm riding my bike. I'm not doing anything but riding it. I'm not doing jumps or anything. And these dudes come through like full blown, like at the time, obviously I don't know, but they're full blown, like pumped off of like animal chin. They're coming through with the damn ramp on a skateboard, four of them. Their clothes look dope. I mean, they just look like skaters. That one dude had the blonde Tony Hawk joint. They put rolling in this ramp. I'm looking at these dudes like, what? And then they put the ramp up against the wall and they're fucking wall riding it, right? So obviously they're on their like animal chin shit, watched it and was like, all right, we're going to wall ride like fucking Thibaut and these dudes, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm seeing that. I don't know if it was fucking Thibaut and these dudes. It could have been. I have no clue on who these guys were, but they were good enough to put a fucking ramp against a wall and wall ride the shit.
Uh-huh.
Everything about these dudes, from their shoes, their skateboards, the stickers, everything, and just the way they were hanging and doing, I'm looking at this shit like, what? I wanted a skateboard from that. I don't know who those guys were, but dude, thank you. You're in, well, I want to say, you know, 80... maybe like 87, 88 in fucking Fairmont school. If you brought a ramp there with your boys, dude, and you're watching this, thank you, whoever you are.
We're going to put a feeler out to Bryce Knights because I know he had a ramp in the back of his car and drove it all around. So it could have been him and the crew.
And you know what's crazy? And I'm a little kid on a bike, so they're not even tripping. It wasn't like I was a skater and they're like, oh, this dude, you know, because I got I skated, it became, oh, this kid, let's go. You know, some dudes were cool. Some dudes were like, we ain't skating with this guy. But I was totally like a kid on the playground. So they didn't even give a fuck. You know, I'm scared. They don't care. Like,
right.
And it was, it could have been because Thebo lived in Albany, right? And that was in the Bay Area. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I want to
say. You never asked Jim about it?
I didn't know to ask him. Like, you know, if anytime I was younger with Jim, it would be in an awe moment. So it was like, I never was that like, cozy with him to be like, oh yeah, you know, that one time, you know, I wouldn't doubt if it was those guys. Cause they were rad. They were landing the wall ride and everything. Like I remember just going, how the fuck, what, like, how do you even have a concept of any of this? Like,
right.
Blew me away, changed my world.
So when you got your first board, were you trying to build a ramp and bring it to a wall or
no way, no way. I couldn't even like, I was tripping on like just the way those dudes would hop on their board. So casual. I couldn't even do that.
Right.
I'm like, bro, like I like didn't even know how to like step onto the board with a bent knee. You know what I mean? I'm like stepping on it, straight leg, fucking whipping out. Like I had no clue. Like, and then the guys that I saw skating were already good. So, but they're young. So they're just telling me, yeah, you just get on and go, you know? And I'm like, okay, it doesn't work. Like, great. Like, skate lessons.
Did you end up meeting some kids? It was kind of like your crew out there.
Yeah. This kid named Marvin Hale, it was this one dude. And he was like, he had like knew what was up and he was like a skater. And he would show me, we would skate El Cerrito Bart Station, all the curbs.
Oh
and,
yeah.
And they didn't give a fuck if you were in the parking lot at all. Excuse me. So, you know, he would just show me how to rail slide, how to like, there was like wheelchair ramp, red curb. So I could like roll on, grind and like plop off and like slowly learn how to like do it and slappy. And, you know, and then there was good skaters there too. Like the high school kids. I remember this one kid named Jay. That was his name. He could ollie real high. I remember. And he used to always ride Gons boards. So that's who got me into Gons. Cause that dude, all he would ride was Mark Gonzalez boards. Like I didn't even know skaters yet. Like if you would have said like Caballero, I would have been like, what? Like, I didn't know that yet. It was okay. Like, it was just like that guy and thrashing. So I knew who Corey Webster was.
The movie.
Yeah. So Corey Webster, I knew who that was. I knew who Mondo was because Mondo's board was coming out with Smash Skates.
Yeah. And
Smash Skates wasn't real. You know what I mean? None of that was real. I'm looking at that shit like, what? You know,
right.
my first real skate video I got for Christmas was Sick Boys.
Oh. You know what I
mean? So I'm
did
looking.
Did you put one and one together? Like, did you see Jim around and then be like, oh, that's that dude?
Jim Thebo. Okay. So when I started getting skating a little bit better, I could do grinds and like little rail slides on benches and shit like that. And I'm like buying decks now, like mini Bill Danforths and shit like that was my jam.
You know, with the flip tail, like, right?
Yeah. With the tri-tail.
The tri-tail. That we thought that circle. Made us ollie like a foot higher or something.
And see, I was already like Bay Area. So like, I'm looking at dudes and I knew what Concrete Jungle was and they got their boards made at the same place as Alva. They had tri-tail. So it's like, oh, those dudes ride the tri-tail. So that's what I'm going to go for. I didn't necessarily think of it like a product name, you know, like, oh, he has an FA board. I got to get an FA board or he has a girl board. It was more like tri-tail. This board has the same kind of tail as that.
Yeah.
And he's getting that board. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I the mini Bill Danforth, it had Alva, had like a claw mark in one circle and like some skulls and shit.
I remember that one.
Yeah, dude. I had like five of those fucking boards. I love that shit. And the Fred Smith with the screaming face, but that was hard to get. That was a hot item.
That was a hot seller too. That was like one of their best selling boards.
That board was hard to get. So if you got one of those, you were, you know. So I'm able to skate a little bit, and my mom worked in over by Rockridge BART. So I would take the train, and all the BART stations had different cool shit to skate. And some of them had like little flat bars, maybe like a foot high. You could like chain your bike up to, so you could do little board slides and stuff like that on them.
Yeah,
it'd be curbs and stuff, and each parking lot was different. So it was like a my early kind of adventuring out skating, and I would just, and it was safe for me because it was like, oh, get off at, you know, Concord BART, skate to Concord BART station, get back on the home, right? Like meet your friends, whatever. So we would just do like BART tours and like get off and, you know, so I was skating Rockridge. It had all, it's still, it's the same fucking Rockridge. That's what's so awesome. So yeah. What it is the same shit. So I'm there. And that's where I met Thebo, but I didn't know who he was. But I just remember seeing this older dude fucking doing half cab rail slides on the bench. I remember trying that on curbs. He's doing it on the bench. Boom. And I'm up there. Whoa. Like just next level. And then he gave me a postcard. I remember we went to his car. I was so impressed because he could just ollie up the curb so easy. Just look. Oh, come to my car real quick. He's on PAL still. He's bones out. I can't ollie up the curb. So I'm like getting to the curb, picking my board up. I could put it up there, riding. Gives me a postcard of him doing a big method off the jump ramp. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Hell yeah.
He has puffy cheeks.
Yeah.
Big method. He's got like skate rags or something on, like looking dope as fuck for the time.
Doing the
method right off of a ramp. And it's a postcard, a Pal Peralta postcard.
I think, is that not the one that he's doing a wall ride over Tommy at the fountain or no?
No, it's not. It's him doing a method on the ramp.
Okay. I remember him, the sick pants. He were like crossbones everywhere. Like,
yes. Like the head rag thing on. Yeah. The sleeve. Right? Like the Lance, like sleeve or whatever. little So, yeah. And then that's where I saw him. And I was, you know, be skating the curbs and stuff. And so then I found out that Oakland Tech was over there. And then I started roaming to like Oakland Tech with my friends to skate the bank. You know, people say, oh, the neighborhood's super gnarly. Like, you guys got to be careful. So we would be all nervous, but nothing ever happened. You know, I think because we're thinking it's gnarly. And to everyone else, they're like, oh, kids on a board, stupid. Like, you know, and us, we're like, oh, it's the hood. Like, you know, and
right,
really. Bad ever really happened, you know. I think more hood shit happened as I got older, and you have more like things that are worth value, I guess.
Sure,
you know? I guess. Then in the hood with like, you know, your camera and generator and all your crap and your probably nice car, they're probably like, okay, what the fuck,
right?
You know, but
yeah,
you know, back then too, it was different. You didn't have like, you know,
you didn't have an $800 iPhone in your pocket,
right? And if you're in the neighborhood, you kind of assume that you're there because, you know what I mean? You're a part of that community.
Do you remember your first time going to the city with your skateboard?
Totally. That dude, Marvin.
Huh.
That told me, he goes, dude, because I started getting, okay, so it's so funny because I started getting better at skating and he would put me on to everything. This dude, Marvin, put me on to, he gave me LL Cool J tapes. He gave me Special Ed tapes. Like, listen to this. So he put me on to music early. He put me, you know, here's Beastie Boys, here's this. And then he would say, he gave me my first like Thrasher magazine, the one with Christian Assoy doing a big old air. And it's like he's
like over a city.
Yeah, it's blue.
Yeah, you yeah.
know? That was my first Thrasher, bro.
So that sick.
Holds deep to me. When I see that picture, I go, oh yeah, that was my, he gave me here, bro. Like, he's lacing me, dude. So he gave me the mag. I'm going through that. I really want to say Caballero wearing the Batman shirt doing the method is in there. I want to say on the bank, the weird bricky.
Like fish banks?
Yeah, there was a couple of legendary things in there because I remember looking at it, like going like, well, think about all that I'm learning, how lucky I was to learn that way and have that guy. Give me that shit. And then my video being sick boys and just happened to first skater I meet Thebo, not knowing, put it together later and go, fuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm pretty like lucky to like be raised that way. And then to be raised in an SF way. So then here it is. My man goes, dude, you're getting good. I know this skate plaza place that's really dope. And he goes, and it's right off the BART. It's kind of like another BART station. It's literally a block away. And it's in San Francisco. And I was like, well, how long does it take? It takes about 45 minutes. Let's go. Boom. So he takes me there. I can't fucking believe it. It's not the EMB guys yet. It's not EMB yet. It's fucking full blown, like everybody. Like, dudes doing hand plants on the sea, riding up and boom, doing a big fucking street plant coming down. Dudes dropping off the stage, Ollie grabs. I'm fucking tripping. I'm like, bro, I never seen nothing like that. Seen it in thrashing, but I never seen it in real life. Thrashing was the thing I had to seeing a group of skaters doing shit. It must be skate crews that don't like crews and throw jacks in the fucking bowl. throw some fucking diamond bolts on the mini ramp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also being a little kid and was like stoked on taking the BART into San Francisco. I felt like a cool guy. You know what I mean? So I'm doing that. I'm able to go to San Francisco and, you know, now I'm like doing my homework on the BART. So now I'm like getting it right with my mom. So I'm like, bro, like, figure it out. Like, I'm going to go to San Francisco every day and fucking go to Embarcadero every day and skate. And I'm going to do after school. I'm going to do my homework, 45 minute ride, and then finish it. Even if it's not, you know, A's, it's done. Like, you feel me? And then skate. And when it gets dark, get on the train, go home. I lived close to the El Cerrito BART station at the time. So that was my routine. I would just do that. And then slowly, at the time, I was wearing a camouflage hat. So someone said, "Hey, Rambo, blah, 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 blah," right? And I look over and it's Kelch. "Hey, Rambo." Call me Rambo. I had a camouflage hat on, right? Oh, it starts off Rambo. And then nickname right away, boom. And then I'm like, meet him. And I meet this dude, Hannibal. And this dude, Hannibal, super cool. And he's like, kind of was, saw me coming and kind of put me under his wing. And they were HBO at first. It wasn't EMB. It was HBO, Homeboys Only. That was their little squad.
Oh.
That's what Hannibal was. So Hannibal kind of put me under his wing as the little dude that was coming to Embarcadero. Like, he come here all the time. I see that you start noticing the little homie at the skate park. And you keep skate. And you go, bro, like, you know, after a week of seeing homie, you start going, "Hey, what up? What up?" So that's how Hannibal started doing. Hannibal was cool with Kelch and everybody over there, Scotty and all those guys. So that's how I became friends with all those guys. Because, "Oh, Rambo, you know Rambo?" You know what I mean? "Yeah, this is Mike. Oh, that's little Mike. That's big Mike. That's white Mike. That's black Mike. That's big Kelch. This little," you know what I mean? Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, the nicknames and the way it was. And so, as I'm a little kid coming down to Embarcadero, who do I see? Chico. Can't barely even speak English. But he's skating. We skating about at the same level. We're about the same age. So we kind of, "What's up, what's up?" But we don't really talk because Chico's kind of shy at this time. We're young, we're little. I'm shy. So he like shy, I'm shy, but we see each other. So we seeing each other coming down every day. And those guys see us. Then it's like Carl. Then like Carl goes, "Hey, I got my homeboy Marcus. He has a fucked up ankle. You know what I mean? You should go meet my man Marcus, blah, 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 blah." I meet Marcus and I meet LaVar. And then these guys are skating. So that's this crew. Then I meet Lee Smith through those guys. So it's like now the junior Embarcadero dudes, we're little kids now meeting up there. You know what I mean? And it used to be Chico, and he had another homeboy he would come down with too. I forgot his name. And he would be there. And it was me, a bunch of like little kids, like the younger Embarcadero dudes, right?
Yeah.
So as we would start coming down, I think I remember coming down there and I remember Wingding coming. So I was already chilling at Embarcadero. I wouldn't say like a Embarcadero dude, but I was at Embarcadero when Wingding started coming down, because I remember tripping that they called him Wingding. You know, he had blonde hair and shit. You know, Mike Kale had blonde hair. So they called him Golden Child at first. You feel me? Because he's Asian and he had gold. You know what I mean? But these dudes are funny as shit, dude. Like, they would get canceled now. But back then, like, it was like witty, and the comedy was like that. You could, people wasn't sensitive like that. You know what I mean?
And it was kind of a little bit of like, I don't know if hazing's the right word, but kind of initiating you to the spot. Like, "Hey, this is a dope spot. We're here every day." Like, it's kind of like surfing, where it's like, you can't just come to the best wave and be a kook, right?
I think that's what made like certain people not come anymore. And you know what I mean? And it, like, we have some fucked up nicknames, dude. Like, some of those nicknames, like they're late, like they're fucked up, but it's like, you know, tough skin. And it's like, that place was, some of those guys, man, all they did was clown and diss, and but it was so hilarious and funny. And I don't think it came from like hateful place. It came from a joking around place. And like, it's almost like you just want to like up everyone with what you say. You know what I mean? You want to be the one to get everyone to go, whoa, you feel me? So people are just coming up with that kind of stuff. And if you're around a lot of witty, smart people, they're going to come up with crazy shit. And I think a lot of those guys were so like funny. And like there was a dude called EBB, right? Everybody's buddy. Even though everybody is one word, everybody's buddy, EBB, is hilarious. And that would be the guy. And they're still out there. And it's so funny. I'm so surprised that has like faded. I thought that would stay in the mix, because how many EBBs are there? Like a dude who's never met you, but right. knows, and all of a sudden he's your best fucking bud.
He yeah.
But you ever run, and you're like, whoa, okay, we're like, we got it, you know, boundaries, bro. We got to, you know, this has to develop. Let's get to know each other and stuff. You know, if you're allergic to bananas or whatever, you know.
Oh my God. At that time, was there anybody down there? Like, would you see Bryce or, I don't know, Luke or somebody, anybody down there with cameras? Or were you not even aware that people were shooting photos in the early days?
No, and I wasn't aware of any of that stuff. I wasn't even, it was still kind of like little kid. You're a pro, you dropped out of the sky. Tony Hawk was just, you know, hatched.
Okay. You know?
And at the time, we weren't looked at as cool yet, because we didn't skate the city. We were the skaters looked at us, the older guys looked at the way we were like plaza kids, I guess you could call it, whatever. Like, we just stayed in one place. They looked at that kind of like lame. They were like, bro, the city is meant to be skateboarded through and ripped. You right. guys, one fucking place and just practice on this fucking same four or five obstacles over and over, different tricks on the same shit. Yeah, you're changing the tricks up, but you're fucking, don't you get sick of looking at that shit? And we're like, fuck no, because I need to land this shit to fakie, then shove it, then half cab, then front side, yeah. then, you know what I'm saying? So
that was like a training facility, but it was outdoors and urban.
Yeah, the way we were skating, see, the way that style of skating, and I skate like that more now. I'm more like, I understand the value of skating through somewhere, having enough skills and tricks to be able to wall ride, grinder, ooh, bench. Oh, look at that little bank. I'm just going to carve in and do a little, you know, and keep it moving. Like, that shit is fucking so fun and amazing. How Tommy's video parts, early Tommy Guerrero video parts.
Yeah.
Smashing through, ripping that, I'm out. Bam. How people kind of do that now. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
They decide I'm out. Boom, down the fucking psycho ass hills. They're taking it to their level. I'm just tripping on, man. I thought backside ninth was gnarly when I did it.
Like, for those sure.
guys,
yeah.
Those guys probably skate up that shit. You know, skateboarding is a wild ass adventure, dude. You know, the places that it can bring you is insane. And not just like traveling. I mean, just mental shit. You know right. what I mean? Early Embarcadero days, we're thinking like, how many fucking tricks can you get off? You know what I mean? So that's why, if you notice, we would like, it'd be like the videos stop being so hit a spot, started becoming five tricks at one spot. Bang, 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 bang. Annihilated. It changed, you know? And we were not realizing our era. I wouldn't say us personally, but yeah. We didn't know what we were doing. You don't know what you're doing ever. History has to be looked back upon, and then you talk about it. We don't know what we're doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, in the moment, no.
Right. So we don't know that. So we're changing skateboarding style in a sense, because now it's instead of hit the nose wheelie and keep it moving, it's hit the nose wheelie, 180 to half cab, nose wheelie to half cab, nose wheelie, 180 to manual, on the same thing. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And now skateboard, we're not realizing we're doing that, but you watch the questionable video and watch Tim and Henry video. Lines, right. lines, every like stuff, different stuff. Here, change it up, but the same place. Turning that place into the most fun spot where that look, if you skate like I hit this and go, it's boring. It's like, I only got two things for this. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a fire engine. I can ollie it and 180 it. I'm done. I'm out. But then if you're like, no, I'm kickflipping it. I'm nollying it. I'm fucking this. I'm that. I'm wallying it. Nose bonk it. Like, figure out how to get kind of creative with the spot instead of like, you know what I mean?
Totally. Like,
flash. And then we were fortunate enough to like, we could venture out, but very small. So we had Embarcadero a block away. We had Mini Hubba block from there across the street. We had Hubba Hideout and Stairs.
Yep. Across the street
from that, we had Brown Marble Benches. And then across the street from that, maybe up the street, we had more, maybe two blocks up the street, you had Black Rock.
Black Rock. So,
and then there was a three sets of three stairs on the other side of Black Rock. You go up the cool hill, there's where the rock was and the ledge. Then even a block up there, you have a bump down a hill. So yeah, so within maybe like a 10 block radius of a downtown, we had like a fucking skate park down there.
For so sure. It was
why go anywhere else?
Yeah.
The only hill they had was like this fucking marble, granite, beautiful ground. So it was like, and it wasn't even, it was steep enough, like you could roll down and do actually tricks if you wanted to. Like it was like not that fast, like where you're like scared or out of control. Have to hold yourself up. You can like bone out and like fuck around and do 180s and shit. And it was like stairs. So you could pick the stair height. One, and as the hill went down, the stairs grew. So you could pick where you wanted to ollie down. It was beautiful. Super fun. And nobody was getting kicked out. And if you did, it was like you just went in a circle again. You know, you played cat and mouse. They kicked you out. Oh, Black Rock back there, okay, Embarcadero. And you had Carl's Jr. right there. Saying free refill. So one dude buys a cup and 48 dudes drink. Was it no COVID or nothing?
Dude, everyone's got initials where their mouth goes. Did you ever, did you spend any time at Concrete Jungle?
No. See, I was too, man. And that was like super far for me. Like I was still the city that traveling into the city, I wouldn't even know. Like I didn't know it was just right there. Like now, you know, as like when I'm a kid, I'm like, dude, I'm already coming from Berkeley. Right. SF, and I knew like just like the downtown area, like where I would skate, and that was it. So I had no idea. I'd never been there. I wanted to go. I wanted to skate. I knew that they had a train track flat bar thing,
like a slider bar. Yeah.
And everyone would tell me how cool it was, and I was like, dang, that's like one of those things I wanted to skate. And I would see it in Sick Boys and stuff. I never got to do that, but all the downtown stuff. You know, when the bridge, when we had the earthquake. So I was skating Embarcadero before that damn earthquake.
Oh, yeah. Where I had the off ramp.
Yeah. That used to be a big parking lot under there and all that. And yeah, they tore that up. And that's where the nose bonks came out. Wooden square pillar things, man. And like all of a sudden, like you go across the street, like Embarcadero would get hot. There were a lot of kids. So like the EMV dudes and like Thebo and like the sponsored dudes would like go across the street. And I remember Jim Thebo gave me, I keep bringing Thebo up. Well, that's why he gave me, I had one of those blue SMA shirts. Do you know what I'm talking about? With the stripes.
Yeah.
Long sleeve. He gave me his, dude. I believe that shit. I remember being so, he was like, yo, he's like, see that SMA shirt over there? He's like, just take it. Like, take it on the washer. You can have that. And I was like, are you shitting me? I'm a little kid in a big ass. I put it right on. I didn't even give a fuck. You know what I mean? I was so hyped. You know what I mean? And that's just like skating with those guys, like doing nose bonks, being a little kid. Like, that was what I noticed. It was like, I didn't want to hang out with these guys because I thought they were cool. I wanted to hang out with them because I could skate with them. Do you know what I mean? And then if we're cool with each other, then boom. Like, and I knew that was the only way that I was able to like really skate that stuff, you know, at the time with them. Like, you know, like I want to be able to session with them and be good enough to where I'm not bothering them and they can actually be like, yeah, he did his little nose bond. That was cool. That's life, period. Like, whatever you're getting into, bro, like you got to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just be your own dude and like you're the guy at the skate park just going the wrong way and just you gotta you know flow a little bit. You gotta find out cultural stuff going on, meet those criterias, and then you'll be okay, right?
And you also like getting like a stoke from your peer is like everything to you. Like I always say, like when I edit videos and shit, I don't care about Timmy in Nebraska and his basement all hateful, whatever. I care about like Pat Duffy or whoever I made the video part for. If he calls me like, dude, that was sick, I'm like, we won, that's done.
Of course,
you know, you want to do it for your peers and for the people you're involved with.
a really long time ago, and I tell my kids, and I stress this a lot with them, like, you do it for you, claps or boos, like, that's on the side. Like, you just do your thing, you know? And if you know you're coming from the heart and you know what you're doing isn't going to offend anyone in a way where that you're being a dick, then you're good. Now, if I offend you because my hat's white and you hate white hats, that's your fucking problem. Not my
yeah.
You know right. what I mean? No, this is my white hat. You don't like a white hat. That's your fucking
problem. Exactly. I didn't do
nothing to you. It doesn't say, like, fuck off, you know, red yeah. hat bearers or whatever, right?
What about the flip tricks? Like, how much on your board were you when you first started flip tricks? Like, did you already have a bunch of tricks in your bag? Like, were you doing manuals and stuff before you even started flipping?
I was always, like, into ledges, grinds, tail slides, and stuff like that. So my favorite skaters were all the street skaters in the 80s and early 90s. So that's going to be the obvious names, dude. My heroes are the most boring, obvious. If you've been skateboarding, it's Mike Gonzalez, not his carpet. You know, like, yeah. I know everyone's tired of hearing those kind of dudes. Tommy Guerrero.
Right.
Come on, dude. Those are the guys that I related to. I would fast forward 95% of the Santa Cruz video to get to Nodis, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Like, I did that. I would fuck forward through it. Like, just like fools forward through me to get to Elridge, it's fine. I got fucking buttons there. Please do. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what I was into. And I would watch and study and study and study and study. Nodis, dude, the footage video. And Neil Blender, all those dudes, and like, that's where I learned at my music and stuff. So I'm like, okay, go down to Rasputin's, Dinosaur Jr., look for that Bug album. Got it.
Right. You
know, Speed Freaks. Yes, I have like the Speed Freak soundtrack.
Yes, same thing. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm learning like all that stuff. I'm like, you know, who is this guy? You know, like Fire Hose. Okay, I got to look and see. I got to go down to Berkeley, ask people, you have Fire Hose? Yes, over here. Get it. Oh my God, I have that song on cassette.
Like, if you're a skateboarder from a certain generation, you definitely probably I like that combo.
It is,
but you're gonna have the same musical taste. Why? Because everyone loved Nodis, so fucking Fire Hoses and your Captain, There Are Doubts, like, you're like, oh, dude, I got that. And you're like, how do you know that? Duh, we both love that video part.
That's, and you know what's so cool is early skateboarding being raised like that, and then me meeting like all my friends, like, and us going like, did you watch this? Yeah. And no shit, you like that. It's like the same as like, you read that book, you seen that movie, like, yeah. No one that movie, you know that song.
Uh-huh. And
that, like, say for instance, like, you know, when I met Carol, and like, you know, me and Carol, you know, skating, and like, we start talking, and you know, he'll say something about like Neil Blender, or I'll say something about, you know, whoever. And it's like we were like raised exactly the fucking same. You know what I mean? We loved everything, like the tricks, the things, the Lance Mountain, the this, the that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
The things that we admired of these people, the certain stuff. Like, so many of my friends, like, it's so cool to like go like, wow, you watched that too, like, you know what's up with Pat Brennan though, you know about, yeah, you know Pat Brennan, sick. Oh you know like, oh, you know Bo Aquina, so smooth, huh, like, hell yeah, like, and you're like, you know, it's like a bond, dude, like, it's
totally
sick.
yeah
Graham, it wasn't any of that stuff, so it's like you knew, you know what I mean?
Did you meet Carol at EMB then, or where'd you meet him?
I want to say there was this group in Oakland called Team Death Squad. Jamie Hustle would know all this.
Yeah, okay.
Jamie Hustle will never let me live it down that I stole his Thrasher magazine. I stole his Thrasher. He'll always tell. And I did. Like, I was a little kid, I saw the Thrasher. I was like, I'm putting that in my bag and I'm out, dude. I stole the Thrasher. I didn't know it was his. I just saw a Thrasher mag and I was like on my like base shit. And I was like, hoop, hoop. You know what I mean? I needed to rip a couple of them pictures out. I think it was like a Nodis team OJ team rider wheel ad. that needed to go on the wall.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. Did you have a montage on your wall? Like just like this with stickers.
I used to put the scale, like have room for the guy. Like I had a little knotted, like a knotted wall, a Tommy wall.
Oh, like sections?
Yeah. And I'd leave empty, like, because I knew they was coming with more shit. And you know what I mean? Oh, bang. New one. Slap that one right there. You know what I mean?
Dude.
And it was cool. You know what's funny is I did that even into like my chocolate days with my friends. Like I had a Keenan one, I had a Daniel one, I had a Chico one at my house too. Like I did it in my room, like just my buddies and shit.
I remember when we discovered Gons, we would be so disappointed when the new mag came out if there wasn't at least one photo of him in there. Because you'd be like, a new Gons photo. Oh, he's not in this one.
It was, I remember, I want to say, he hadn't had a photo in a long time, and then he had a picture in like a trans world doing a tail grab on a mini ramp.
Mm.
But I remember being like, yes, he's back.
So what was your first sponsor? Were you on World for a second? Chico said he thought you might be on World for a minute.
I was on World. My first sponsor was Venture Trucks, Greg Carroll.
Okay.
Skating Embarcadero. Greg is, him and Keith are launching the new Venture truck, the Featherlight, the new one, the one that looks like the one to this day, the last truck they made. So they had, they had a different one. It was like Salt and Pepper Ventures, which would be like a, you know, white base plate and a black hanger.
I like those.
And it was looked like a Thunder would look now, kind of look like an old Venture back then.
Right.
And they came out with that new thing. Dogtown was kind of revamping a little bit, like Canine Wheels was kind of popping. And they were kind of look like the San Francisco skate companies were like, let's capitalize on our young skaters here. So I noticed that my man Shelby Woods from Embarcadero got sponsored by Canine and Dogtown. And then Wingding was on Dogtown. And then like Kelch got sponsored by like Spitfire and like Real or something like that. And then like I started seeing like everyone, they started grabbing all these guys. So
yeah.
The OG, our OGs, the guys that ripped, were getting all these sponsors. So we're little kids. All of a sudden, Greg Carroll, I see, starts Think Skateboards. And the first Think Skateboards has all my friends on the bottom
Sam,
of the board.
Yeah.
I'm Sam Smythe, who I met through Carl Watson, you know what I mean? And Sean Mandoli's on there, and Nick Lockman. And I met Nick through Carl Watson, too. Carl's mentioned. Right. All those guys. So those four dudes are on there. I knew Sean Mandoli from Embarcadero and also from Greg Carroll and them. You know what I mean?
Yep. So
they have that board. It's a missing children's board. So it's really cool ass graphic. It's like the missing sign for kids that are the new team of Think. These four guys. It's fucking brilliant. If someone bit that right now, you know, it'd be tight. Like that would be fresh as fuck. You know, with four new guys on the team, it would be sick. So anyway, they're doing that. So now Greg Carroll's doing that, and he's also the team manager of Venture Trucks. And so there was this dude named John Burke, and he was like this guy who was like a little older. I guess he was notorious for lying a lot. You know, Todd he had a big spin flip, and you know, he's World Industries, and yeah, I know Rocco, and yeah, you know, Mark Gonzalez stays at my house. I've shown Gons had eggplant before, and you know, that guy, you know, I know Tony Alva. I dreaded his hair. I'm the one that showed him the carve grind thing. He's like that guy, right?
So right.
He's like definitely famous, notorious back then, John Burke. Okay. And so John Burke was on Venture. I guess John Burke's lying reputation started to catch up with him a bit, and the older guys, including Greg, who was definitely older and more of a mentor guy at that time, was like, that dude was riding for Venture. I guess that dude got kicked off Venture, so there was a slot in the team. I didn't know it worked like that or anything, but Greg's like, hey, and he comes to me and he says, yo, this dude is not on Venture. I'm not fucking with John Burke, man. I don't like that dude. He a liar. I don't fuck with him. He's off the team. So we got a slot. What's up? Are you going to be here tomorrow? I'll bring you trucks. You want to ride for Venture? I'm like, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? So Greg Carroll put me on Venture. My first sponsor. I was like blown the fuck away. I'm going to high school. telling people to don't even skate. I'm on Venture. Like, you know who's on Venture? Like, I'm like naming like guys like that. I think Wade Spire was on Venture, and I was so psyched to be on Wade Spire. Like, me and Wade Spire, teammates. Like, I remember bugging like him and like Chef. Oh, Chef, you want some?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, yeah. I remember being psyched. Like, Venture ads back in the day were so sick. Like, I had like, I must probably butcher this dude's name, but Mike Kepper.
Well, Kepper. Yeah, Kepper.
I was a YouTube fan just seeing this picture. I'm like, bro, and you had Venture ad. And I remember my Venture ad of him. So I had that on my wall, and I was like, bro, like this.
He was doorman at the place across from Delirium for a little while. Like, more recently, we were drinking one night. We came out. I was like, holy shit, it's Mike Kepper, like, after a long time.
I remember that place.
Kilowatt, maybe?
Oh, man, that fucking area is so fun. That area is so cool.
Oh, yeah, Barmuda Triangle. We put a lot of alcohol down in that area.
Like, when I was doing my little roller horror company, that's where that shit came from. It started, I wanted to just make a drinking club. Where, like, after, you know, at a certain time, you start off at Delirium, and you just, and the only way to get in is you bring a board and you sit with us and you buy a drink and we drink and we just skate and bar hop the whole time. So by the end of the fucking night, we're just like zombies, roller horror, like just pieces of fun smashing down the street. So
It's like they have those party buses, right? They just stop at a bar, you drink for a little bit, get back on, go to the next bar.
Yeah, but we're on the board, so how much fun. And it's like, and then you just meet up with more and more and more, so it's like
right,
mashing, like just wild skateboarding, you know.
Dude, what do you think the smallest wheels you ever rode were?
Probably 43. What's a real rainbow? Look that up. Google that. Ask Thebo that. Ask one of the deluxe dudes. I rode real rainbows, dude. They were like 43 millimeter.
Okay.
Adam Barbaro. So, like, if you did a slide shove it in the wrong place, your board would flip over. Like, the riding surface was like as wide as a dime, maybe. Like, and it was, and then wheels were so skinny. So, and then back then, I wonder why our axles slip so much. They're just like sticking out like Frankenstein bolts. Like,
but I just trip out on the small wheels on bricks. It seems so gnarly.
To be cool, dude. You know how women stuff their feet in the little shoes and stuff to look good? Hey, man. Real was making them, dude. Like,
yeah.
I remember Real Small Wheels and Sean Mendoli, Rolly Mendoli's, and the Real Small Wheels was like,
yeah.
50, they were like 50. Or 54s maybe, and it came with six because they were so small at the time that they would come with six wheels, dude.
I kind of remember that, it was like it right there.
I thought that was so cool. And then, and so what was rad is they'd give you two sets but you get three. See,
no, uh-huh.
Coolest, man. And then you can have like the different colors. That shit was rad. Rolly Mendoli's, I still have one.
No way.
Brown. They made like dope ass brown and shit. I still have one at my mom's house.
Oh, sick.
It's fucking like a 43 or 41 or something.
Okay. I just talked to Sean like last week. It was rad catching up with him. I hadn't talked to him in years.
Dude, he is one of those skaters. I have a few guys that, like, if they liked what I did, I was like super, like, I don't care normally what anyone thinks. Anyway, but if I got a dap from him, I would be like, ooh, like him and Solomon. If I can do anything and either of those guys say, hey, that was cool, I'm like, okay, cool. You know what I mean? Like, those guys to me were very like high level, you know. And then later in my life, Akeenan Milton was like that with me. Akeenan would tell me, like, that ain't it, York. And I'd say, all right, next one. And he said, that was the one. I said, all right, good, I'm good. Cause like some people could get jealous of you doing a trick and getting a clip. Like, I've been around them, dude. You know, not bad people at all. I'm cool, and I'll still dap them and be totally normal. But I'll see the cringe in them. You know, and they ain't high fiving so heavy. You know what I mean?
Like, they
landed it. They, but they like, yeah. You know what I mean? So I've been around a couple of them, and that's their hang up. You know what I mean? They're hang up. That ain't me or the skater. Hey, man, land it.
Yeah.
So it could feel good to you. Usually, you know, you know. But if it's like something you've been fighting for and you're in the fight and you land it, you look over, was that the one? Yeah, like, that was the one. Like, you even see, like, I think Keenan does a switch pop shove at switch manual, and he lands. He asks Chico, was that it? Chico's like, yeah, that's it. And he goes, cool. And that was electric. Like, you know, you had to ask, did I touch? You know, you're in the moment. Sometimes you're not even, like, aware certain shit. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's
also, you know, you landed it, but you know you want that one, though. Done tricks where I'm like, it looked like I was Van Halen on the guitar. And I went, dude, I went, wow, my whole heart did that. And the guy went, I go, I got to do it again. He goes, I panned your feet. Check this out. Shows it. It's me in the front crook. I'm coming out fakey. It's panning to my feet. I don't see, you know, Def Leppard here with the guitar. Wow. You know, and I went, oh, it's usable. Feet were clean. Feet were both. I went, hey. Fuck it. And then by the time you panned up, I was done rocking. So I was chilling.
But that shit's sick because it's like Gons would always do that. Like, he'd make a trick and do the punch thing or whatever. There's one clip of you I love where you're at the pier, you land it, and then you almost like flex on the little thing that's there. You know, the little thing, you're like, kind of like flex on it or something.
I landed it and then like started like rapping and like, you know, like in my head. Yes, you know, this fucking around energy, young energy, dude. I have, you know, when I was young, I was hyper. And then in my like 20s and 30s, I was on drugs. And then now, like, you know, what am I on still? Like, I'm going to be like 48 in November. It's young energy, dude. Sorry, guys. Like, you know what I mean?
All I got is caffeine.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a drink for about, you know, 6-7 months. And then I went and had like, went wine tasting with my wife and, you know, we shared the one instead of us getting our flights. We shared our flights. That's the way of, you know, them bringing out the little sipperonis. I haven't even really been drinking, like, and not because anything happened. And I choose to do it that way. So then I can enjoy booze when I want to. And it's not like I have to one or the other cut it off.
Yeah, totally. I stopped because a few things, but before I stopped, the one thing I used to do was put myself in check. And it's funny because I would stop drinking for a month. Which month did I pick? The shortest one, 28 days, February, every year.
It works though, you know what I mean?
But it was like, just a way to prove, like, and you're coming off the holidays, so your body needs, like, you got to, like, get some good food and drink lots of water. But, like, February is always a good time to just be like, hey, you're not addicted. You don't have a problem, right? Right?
I feel like at a point I was just doing it out of being bored.
Right, yeah. You know?
I wasn't necessarily feeling like I was drinking because I was sad about stuff. It would just be like, dang, I got nothing to do today. Well, I'm going to go get a drink or two, like, and sit around at home and whatever, you know. And in the back of my head, I didn't like that. Something bothered me because I wasn't stoked to want to do it, you know.
Sure.
So I just, you know, the way I had stopped was I had seen on Instagram, sometimes I get stuff I don't even subscribe to. It'll just be on my feed, right? You know,
that's weird.
Then you crap different stuff. So one of them was like this, like 30-day challenge, like, you know, it's a 30-day challenge to stop drinking or whatever for 30 days and then see if you want to drink on the 31st day. And I was actually reading this self-aware book, you know, like a self-help kind of like style book,
right?
And it was saying that the highest form of, you know, of loving yourself is discipline, is being disciplined. So one of the exercises was use your discipline and, you know, love yourself, use your discipline in one thing, take one thing and figure something, you know what I mean, in your life out that you could work that in and show yourself love. So I said, why don't I stop drinking? Why don't I do the 30-day challenge? And then it's also right in tying in with the book and what I'm reading, right? Wow. So I do that. And then 30 days turns into, you know, 6-7 months. And the beauty of it is I have the best fucking friends, like the best fucking people in my corner. I haven't had a lot of that.
Right.
I've had a lot of people that maybe we skate and that's why we're friends. And maybe I know the Spitfire guy or something, or I have a phone number or two or connection, or, you know, I can, you know, oh, you wanted to talk to Costin. Oh, well, my bad. Let me get out of the way. Oh, I'm your middleman. You haven't met the other side to be the middle yet. So,
right. You know, yeah. Yeah.
I'll invite you. It was just nice. Like, those guys will be able to drink in front of me. They'll give me a damn, you know, liquid death, or they'll, you know, hey, I got you ever had a non-alcoholic beer here? I got you a Heineken. And so I'm cracking a Heineken and I'm going, now I understand these things.
Right.
I never to make fun of this. Like, why would you want a beer? Why would you? And then I'm drinking a beer that's not getting me drunk when my friends drink a beer.
Right.
Going, I understand this now. My man, Brett Subi, that's like dopest dude in the world. Like, you know, props to you, you know, and that dude put a fire under my ass lately, skating and stuff. And it's just rad. It's so funny because if I'm like, man, I kind of want a beer, they'll be like, no, get you a soda.
That's cool. Looking out for you. That's good, man.
Yeah, I need that.
The opposite is people giving you shit for how come you're not partying? And it's like, man, this is hard enough for me. You got to help me.
We got to keep it the opposite, because when I partied, everyone didn't like it.
Ah.
Right? Me and some of my friends was more Baker before Baker doing something the other way. They didn't like that shit. We was like getting like, no, York and you guys and the group, you're kind.
Uh-huh.
You know, go back to Powell Street, go over to fucking, you know what I mean? Straight up.
It's right.
Crazy. So it's like now it's like partying. And that's what makes it dangerous too. You know, a skateboarder can have a beer in his hand at a skate event at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and no one will question it at all. You know what I mean? Where if I did that at a PTA meeting, I might get looked at weird.
Totally.
And it depends on the alcohol too. Cause I was getting smart. If I drank wine in the daytime, it was fine. And if it was white wine, if it was Housewives of Atlanta style, if I had a white wine right here, no one would say shit. You know, if I had a Jack and Coke right now or a Long Island, someone with a cherry in it, they'd be like, hey, this dude, it's crazy. Crazy.
Well, hey, did you, ever go down to the peninsula at all? Were there any spots down there that you visited, or like food, like throughout your years? Because me and Mesa always talk to each other about all, because we were raised in the peninsula, which is, you know, anywhere from South San Francisco to Palo Alto.
You mean Palo Alto?
Palo Alto, right? Yes. Stanford. Do you ever put any time at the front five at Stanford or fucking, I don't know.
Jake Rosenberg.
Exactly.
Filming. Yes. Okay. So Jake Rosenberg, this was pre-Plan B. Dogtown was done, you know, with Bob Beck's part, who's fucking was that part, and Wade's part, dude, karma. But Bob Beck, dude, that dude got slept on. He was so sick. Everyone go watch Bob Beck, the Dogtown video. So yeah, it was around that time. And he drove me. Maybe Sean Mendoli and him were in the Bay Area, and then I went with them back and stayed with them. We went to Stanford, and I remember we went to some white, there's a little white hubba, and I nose slid it with a kink.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Yep.
Filming nose sliding it, and we were filming for like the Real video, and it was like early, and I was on Real back then. You know?
Sick.
So I was with Sean and Edward De Vera, and then we were linked with Solomon later. And I remember that was Solomon was riding a Plan B ever slick board, I think. And he was like, should have been riding like a Real board. And I remember everyone was, oh shit, is he gonna jump ship? Like, you know what I mean? Like all nervous.
Oh yeah.
Jumping ship, dude. Cause you know, people would go to World, right? You know, like that style. Like, so he was riding one of those boards, I remember. And we were Spencer Fujimoto. That was the connection. That was the connection, the San Jose connection and Bay Area. Because me and Spencer are real good homies.
Oh, so sick. Okay.
I connected. And Spencer connected me with Day One. Spencer put, dude, there's this guy named Day One Song. I went, what? What did you say? It's a Day One Song. I go, his name rhymes like that. He goes, yeah. He goes, dude, he's the best skater in the world. He's like, you'll know. He told me about him way before I, you know, and he knew. He told me about him. I said, his name rhymes. He's like, dude, wait till you see him.
And wait till you see him. He does kickflips where his wheel goes off in the air. He catches it, put it back on. It's like, what the fuck?
Oh, just, yeah. Like, he's just absolutely the most like insane dude ever. Like, and to be that creative, dude. Like,
yeah,
good skaters, but then they need like, yo, why don't you do that on there? And they're like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that. But day one, like, bro, like, full blown imagination, just creative visualization.
Yeah, bro. Definitely. Things,
okay, it can happen. Boom, done. Like, there's no odds, dude. Like, your wheel going back on. Your wheel goes back on. It comes off and comes back on, dude. Okay.
All right, that's the end of part one. Thanks for listening to Talking Schmidt. Like I said, we're going to drop part two later this week. Have a good day out there. Spread the word. Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.